Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Jeremiah. We are at the, right now we're at the third chapter and about verse 12, if you'd like to read along, third chapter, verse 12. And Jeremiah is a powerful book. We're at the 12th verse, I believe, and let's begin with the 11th. And the Lord said to me, faithless Israel has proved herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. Now, Israel proved herself just a little bit more righteous than Judah. But go and proclaim these words and say, return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. The Lord is actually speaking in this case. And the northern kingdom, Israel, was in captivity, being punished for its sins. And that's what I'm afraid of here in this country. I know you probably you never think about this, but I think about the abortion that's went on for years and years and years, and I think about some of the in this last administration, the things that were condoned under the leadership of this country, the transgender, the transsexual, the transaxle, whatever you want to call it, it has gone to the dogs. And I do not want to be one of those countries that fall into, say, for example, Chinese hands because of the sin in this country, because the people have gone run amok and run amiss and everything, and they just haven't come back to God. And I'm just afraid for this country, and I always think about that, and I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that I'm not I think I'm correct in some of the thinking in accordance to the comparative things that have happened to nations in the past. And I know we're under grace, and I know that God is a good, forgiving God, but how far can a nation go before he says, finally, that I'm going to give you up? I'm going to give you up to your enemies, for your enemies to correct you. And they were punished. The northern kingdom, Israel, was in captivity, being punished for its sins. The people of Judah undoubtedly looked down on these northern neighbors for their blatant heresy and degraded morals. Even so, Jeremiah promised the remnant of Israel God's blessings if they would just turn back to him. Now, I would like to see, and I believe we have, in a great deal, turned back to God since we got a new president, because the former administration was so blatantly evil and condoning all of these evil things upon little children and upon little trying to teach them these awful, immoral things in the books, in the schools. And I'm glad that we finally had a change of direction. But is it too late? Let's hope not. And let's hope that our nation repents, and pray for your nation, and pray for us to get straightened out once again, because I'd hate to see us fall into the hands of someone, another country, just simply because we're just too evil. And we're just, the Christians become a collateral damage to the things going on around them. And let's hope not, because we don't want to become one of those that or just fall into the same pit because we were sliding in to begin with, and then all of a sudden the rest of them went down and we went down with them. If you know what I mean, let's just hope that God forgives us and we're back into right standing with Him. Let's continue on. The remnant, Jeremiah promised that the remnant of Israel would receive God's blessings if they would just turn to Him. Judah, still secure in its own mind, should have turned to God after seeing the destruction of Israel. But the people of Judah refused. So Jeremiah startled them by telling about God's promise of to Israel's remnant if they would repent. But things happen when you don't listen to God. And we can get away with it for quite some time. You know what I mean? You can get away with not listening to God for a long time, and He may have a lot of grace and mercy for a person if they don't listen to Him. And they might fall into a lot of traps and a lot of holes along the way. But how long can this go on? How long? Well, he being oft reproved and hardeneth his neck shall be destroyed suddenly, and that without a remedy, the Bible says. And let's just hope that we're not destroyed suddenly without a remedy, because it would be a horrible thing to fall into the hands of the devil in order to learn a very, very hard lesson. Let's continue. I will not look upon you in anger, for I am gracious, declares the Lord. You know, he was gracious even back then. God was gracious. Even back in the Old Testament, you may not think, but he was very gracious back in the Old Testament. The grace of God was powerful. And that's one thing that we can look at and think, well, you know, God was gracious back then. Is he going to be gracious again? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we can bank on it that God has the same grace. But how long can this go on? Well, let's hope that that we can get our lives together, each and every one of us, because the prophets of God took on the blame, the burden, and they blamed themselves. And that's what each and every one of us ought to do, is blame ourselves for where this country's is right now. And you say, oh, Brother Hanson, why should we blame ourselves? Why should I blame myself for what's going on in the... Well, these kind of things wouldn't be happening if it weren't for some that just totally ignored God and didn't listen to Him. And it may not happen for a long time, the repercussions, but you can bank on it. They will come. They will come. Let's continue reading. For I am gracious, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. I will not be angry forever. That right in itself is good news, isn't it? I'll not be angry forever. And that, just reading that, it gives us a big dose of grace right there. Just reading that, what is going on with the Old Testament. And that is good news, in my opinion. Very good news. And I will only acknowledge, I will not be angry forever, only acknowledge your iniquity is what God's saying. Acknowledge your sin. You know, God is not asking for a whole lot. He's simply asking, he was asking them to acknowledge their sin. Admit it. You know, a lot of people just won't even admit that they're guilty. They won't admit that they have sin in their life. Won't even admit it. I haven't done anything. What did the Bible say about the harlot, the prostitute? She eats her food and just says, I haven't done anything. Don't acknowledge. Don't be one of those that do not acknowledge the sin. Acknowledge. Acknowledge the sin. Take credit for it. Because if you don't, someone else is certainly not going to take credit for it. Someone else is not going to step in. And the only one that has is Jesus. He stepped in and took the credit for your sin. Now, I'm not saying it's credit, but it's the blame. He took the full price of what it cost for you to sin. If you acknowledge it, just like God is saying here, acknowledge your iniquity. Can you acknowledge it? That's not a very hard thing to do, is it? To acknowledge, simply acknowledge your sin. Acknowledge it. Admit it. Can you do that? Let's do it right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we acknowledge our sin. We recognize that we are sinners. And we ask you to forgive us, Lord. We just simply ask for Jesus to take it under the blood. Don't blame it on anybody else, our kids, our dog, our cats, or anyone else, spouse. Don't take it out on anybody. Take it out on us. And Lord, let us be the one that acknowledges it and then put it under the blood. Ultimately, put it under the blood to where we don't have to deal with it. That way, we have nothing to deal with when we sit before the judgment seat of Christ. If we acknowledge our sin now, we won't have to acknowledge our sin then. That sounds like good news, doesn't it? If we acknowledge our sin now, we will not have to acknowledge our sin later. Because Jesus has already taken it. He acknowledged it. He says, I've already purchased it. I've already bought it, paid for it. It's already done, under the blood. Put it under the blood. If you can put it under the blood, then you've done a lot. Then you have nothing to worry about. That's where it should be. If you put it under the blood, you will not have to worry about it later. But if you don't, someone is going to put up with it. Someone's going to bring it up, come judgment day, and say, hey, this is still on the books. How would you like to have your sin still on the books after years and years and years? That's what happens when you don't acknowledge your sin. It's on the books. It's still on the books, like the IRS. They never give up. They never give up. And then they charge you interest on interest and charges upon charges. And they just keep mounting up and mounting up and mounting up. That's why sin does after a while. Sin just keeps mounting up. The interest on it keeps growing. And it keeps on growing. If you don't acknowledge it and somehow take care of these past debts and what's going on, you'll have to eventually, one day, and you won't be able to pay for it. You will not be able to pay it. the interest, the penalties, and everything mount up to the point where you just can't do it anymore. You can't do it. You can't deal with it. It's too expensive. And no one can pay that kind of stuff after a while. No one can pay it. It's gone too far. And no one can even begin to deal with it. So deal with it today. And let's get it under the blood. Lord Jesus, forgive us, cleanse us, and we acknowledge our sin. Take it, put it under the blood, put it under the put it under your forgiveness, and we acknowledge it. And help us, God, to be free and born again and blessed and covered by your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. That's our time for today, folks. If you'd like to go to our website, krciradio.com, you can find most of these already uploaded. Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Let us know you're listening. Go to the website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.